So we're at the beginning of Perek Ein Omdim on Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Mishnah establishes what preconditions, so to speak, what kind of an attitude, a mood you have to be in order to get up and pray. And in a sense, this is very critical. For example, if you're in a mindset in which you're involved in a sugya and it's very profound, you know, that's not going to be conducive to have the right kavana because your mind is focused on that. So the Gemara says that based on a brisa, it should be mitoch halacha psuka. You know, that's more or less, you know, reading cut and dry psak halacha, take out a Mishnah Berurah, or maybe Mishnah Berurah is too engaging, just read a kitzin shulchan aruch. Another thing is that you should not be in a bad mood, kind of down. You shouldn't be too joking. And the best mood is going to be that of a simcha shel mitzvah. And Tosfos identifies simcha shel mitzvah, I think we mentioned it in the past, as esek bedivrei Torah. And Tosfos therefore says that the minhag is that before you daven, you recite psukei zimra, ashrei, all this before tefillah, is to put you into a mood of simcha shel mitzvah, and it's all through the study of Torah. He calls it esek bedivrei Torah. So now we know that amiras psukei zimra and ashrei before tefillah is in order to put you into the state of simcha shel mitzvah. And the sod, really what underlies this principle, is that you need simcha shel mitzvah in order to be matir tefillah. We've mentioned this time and time again. This is one of Rav Soloveitchik's big principles, that you can't just daven in front of the king. Who gives you permission? Who gives you audience in front of the king? You don't just rush into the palace. And you need a certain kind of a matir that permits you and introduces you into the palace of the king. So therefore, in order for you to request all your petitions in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim in tefillah, you need a matir, and that matir is simcha shel mitzvah. How do you achieve simcha shel mitzvah? Right before you daven, and that's through esek bedivrei Torah, which is fulfilled through amiras psukei dezimra. However, there's another way of understanding the matir of psukei dezimra, our tradition that first we recite psukei dezimra. And that could be based on a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Beis, in the name of Rav Simloi, Li'olam Yisader Odom Shvacho Shel Mokav Yachekach Yispal, that you don't just jump in and ask Hashem to fulfill your needs, but first you have to praise the Almighty. And a matter of fact, the Gemara elsewhere says in the name of Rav Yossi, that Yehichelki Im Gomrei Hal B'chol Yom. And the Gemara says, what do you mean, Gomrei Hal B'chol Yom? We don't recite Hal every day. But Kikar Minim, what I had in reference to, says Rabbi Yossi, is Psukei Dezimra. That gives a whole other twist on Psukei Dezimra, puts it in the light of the din of Rav Simloi, that a person has to first organize Shevach, and then he davens, then he puts forward his requests. So the explanation is that tefillah needs a matir. Psukei dezimra is that matir because it's shevach, and shevach allows you to make bakasha, to put forward your petitions. So then psukei dezimra is not as Tosfos would have it, namely that it is esek bedivrei Torah in order to achieve simcha shel mitzvah, but rather it is shevach, and then we clinch the din of Rav Simloi, that first you start with shevach, and then you go on to Hodah. So again, the simple reading of Tosfos, which we began today with, is that the din of Psukei Dezimra is a din of Talmud Torah, and it's not a din of Shira of Hale. And the key of Talmud Torah, since it creates a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, that itself is the Matir. Let's read the Rambam and see if we can place the Rambam in one category or the other. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin Milchus Tefillah, and he writes, Shibchu Chachamim L'misha Koreis Miros Misefer Tehillim B'chol Yom Mitehillah L'David Ad Sof HaSefer U'kvar Nogu Likros Psukim L'fneim U'lachreim V'tiknu Brocha L'fnei Azmiros V'achakach Mevorech Al Kriyat Shema V'korei Kriyat Shema. What do we see here in this Rambam? So I think we've mentioned in the past, I just want to review it, that according to the Rambam, there are two different Sidrei Tefillah. In other words, with the Rambam in Perek Zayin, organizes what's called Tfilas HaYochid, and the Seder of Tfilas HaYochid. And then, when he gets to Perek Tes Mihilchus Tfilah, he presents what's called Seder Tfilas HaTzibur. And in Tfilas HaTzibur, in Perek Tes, he omits mention of Psukei Dezimra. He only mentions it in Perek Zion when he's talking about the Seder Tfilas HaYochid. And it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't have the din of Psukei Dezimra that should be recited by the Tzibur. Now, anything that he codifies in Perek Tes is what the Tzibur themselves, as a Tzibur, have to recite. And he doesn't mention Psukei Dezimra. It means the Tzibur doesn't have to recite Psukei Dezimra. Every Yochid on his own will recite Psukei Dezimra. When they're ready for Baruchu at some point, then the Shliach Tzibur stands up and he represents the entire Tzibur for Baruch Hu, and then for Birchas Kriyat Shema. That's the key of Tefillah of the Tzibur. Now, if we go with the riff that we mentioned before, that Psukei Dezimra is a key of Shevach and Hallel, because the Olam Yisad, the Olam Shevach Shel Mokom, the Achar Kach Yispal, then it would make sense that even the Tzibur would be part of this enterprise called Shevach Shel Mokom, called Hallel. We always find in Baruch Hu Beis Yisrael that there's a din of Beis Yisrael, of the Tzibur, with regard to Shevach Vodoya. So why does the Rambam omit the Hallel, if you will, according to the Rif, of Psukei Dezimra in Tefillas HaTzibur? And the answer might be that the Rambam holds up Psukei Dezimra like Tosfos is something that belongs to the key of mitzvah of Kriyas or Esek B'Talmud Torah, and therefore that's a din on the Yochid. The Yochid has to get involved in energizing himself with tefillah by studying Torah and perhaps bringing him into a state of simcha. But that's not a chiyuv on the tzibur. We only find in Shevach Vodoy and Hallel, there we find tzibur. We don't find that it's in terms of psyching yourself up with a certain mood of simcha shel mitzvah through the kiyum of Talmud Torah, that's something that should be incumbent upon the tzibur. So we can answer the Rambam if we attribute the Rambam to we connect the Rambam to the sheet of Tosfos and Psukei Dezimra. Now we have another twist here. Let's see if we can figure this out. He says the following: that the kiyum of Psukei Dezimra is fundamentally different than Hallel, because, as we said before, Psukei Dezimra is the reading of Psukim in Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not a reciting of Hallel. Kiyum of Hallel is not through Psukim, but rather through Parashios. We get a whole parasha, and we read a perek in Tehillim or wherever it might be, and that becomes a Kiyum Shira. In Psukei Dezimra, what we need is Psukim. That's the key of a mitzvah. Again, in actuality, in Psukei Dezimra, we read chapters, full chapters. But nevertheless, the essence or the key of the mitzvah that we achieve is the reading of Psukim. So, for example, the Rambam writes in Perek Zion, when he speaks about Psukei Dezimra, he writes, Mosifim Psukim Lifneim Vachreim. You know, the Rambam's language emphasizes the Psukim. When we talk about Shira, we talk about the Kiyum of Kriyas Parshios in Tehillim. And that is because we're trying to mirror image the Shira Salaviyim. The ultimate or the paradigmic Shira is the Shira, the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviyim at the time of the Nisuch HaYayim. And there the Leviyim would recite Shira by reading an entire chapter. And if the Rambam puts the emphasis on Psukim, that would be further evidence to the interpretation that we offered that the Rambam is not talking about Shira. Psukei Dezimra is not Shira, but rather it's a Kiyum of Talmud Torah, which is a Kiyum of Psukim. So for example, if you're talking about the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, the barest minimum would be to read one Pasuk. If you read one Pasuk, you have a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. One single Pasuk. But in Shira, we would require an entire chapter. And that's what we find in Hallel. Hallel is made up of various parashios of Tehillim. And all this is to mirror image the Shira Salaviyim, which was a Shira of parashios. And the Rambam here in Perek Zayin Milchus Tefila, when he speaks about Psukim Zimra, he speaks about Psukim. And that's why we call it Psukim Zimra. In other words, if you all like the riff that we read these chapters in Tilna Shira, we shouldn't call it Psukim Zimra, we should call it Shiras. We should call it Parshios de Zimra. Not Psukei de Zimra, but Parshios de Zimra. Gotta change the name. Now the question is, what's the relationship between Tefillah as a between Torah as a matir for Tefillah? Right? Ein olmid lispalel ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Now, simcha shel mitzvah doesn't limit us to Talmud Torah. I mean, any mitzvah could bring you to a state of simcha. So why can't he involve himself in some other mitzvah other than Talmud Torah? You know, maybe he should take his lulav before he davens, or maybe he should give tzedakah before he davens. I don't know, what other mitzvahs can I think of? Right, he puts on his tefillin, talis, and tefillin before he davens. That should achieve a simcha shel mitzvah, and maybe that would be sufficient as a matir for tefillah. But why the emphasis here exclusively on Talmud Torah? So the Rav offers a very unique answer, and he says there's something called avodah shebaliv, and he's going to prove based on the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rambam, Mitzvah say, hey, that the mitzvah of avodah combines two things together. It's both tefillah and Torah. And the Rambam quotes a Sifri. The Sifri says, Li'avdo zot tefillah. And then it says, Li'avdo zet Talmud. All this is brought down by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Avdu b'torasso, avdu b'mikdasho. And mikdasho here might be a reference to tefillah, because tefillah is keneged karbonos tiknu. So the mitzvah of Li'avdo, of Avodas Hashem, is fulfilled through Talmud Torah and tefillah. Both have a status of Avodas Shevolet. And if that be the case, we should integrate them together to form one unit, one kiyum of Avodah Shebalev, one mitzvah of Li'avdo. So that's what tefillah is all about. But now we're introducing another element to the equation. It's not just tefillah, but it's also Torah. So when he has both Talmud Torah and tefillah, then with that integration, he generates the complete, perfect Avodah Shebalev. Now, in order to indicate that Talmud Torah is part of Avodah, above and beyond the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs with the Lashon of the Sifri, let's take a look at the Rambam and Talmud Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Gimel. The Rambam has a whole presentation about the significance of learning Torah at night. Above and beyond Torah study during the day, there's a special unique dimension that's added to his Torah study at night. Why? Because the Rambam quotes a pasuk, Kumi Rani Balaila. And the word Rani here in this context is a reference to Talmud Torah. And the Ram goes on to wax very poetic here, the Kolosik Pitor Balaila, Chuchel Chesedim Shekola Balyom. And this is a great experience and a wonderful kiyum of Talmud Torah at night. The Rambam quotes two psukim. One pasuk is Kumi Roni Balaila, and the other pasuk is Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo Balaila Shira Imi Tfila Lekel Chai. The first pasuk comes from Eicha, Kumi Roni Balaila, L'Rosh Hashmuras Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. And the simple meaning of that pasuk is that we're talking about tefillah. And tefillah for what? For the tzaros of the churban. So you're waking up in the middle of the night to cry, shivchi kamayim libech, about the destruction of the temple. The Rambam, however, says that the word, he interpreted the word rina in kumi rani balayla as a reference to psuke de zimra. I'm sorry, as a reference to Torah that's studied. Imagine, the pasuk itself in Eicha used the word rina, and the Rambam is deriving from that word rina that is a special kiyum of Talmud Torah at night. Rina is rina shel Torah. and that's a separate kiyum. But the pasuk itself, Al Pipshuto, is talking about a supplication to God to end the sorrows of Klal Yisrael, to bring about the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. It comes out, according to the Rambam, that this special category called Rina Shel Torah is really a kiyum mitzvah of tefillah, or call it Bakashas Rachmim, on the tzaras of Klal Yisrael and the desire of Klal Yisrael to see the redemption with the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. That's as far as the first pasuk is concerned. Now the Rambam quotes a second pasuk, and that pasuk, which says Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdu Balayla Shira Imi, is talking about Shira and Tefillah Lifnei Hashem. That sounds more like the Shita of the Rif. And if you're going to say that Torah at night, again, this is not going to help me for the daytime, for Shachris and Mincha, but at least let's focus for a moment on Meiriv, and Talmud Torah now takes on a new dimension. It's a dimension of Shira, and we can combine that now with the first pasuk of Kumi Roni Balaila, that there's Rina Balaila, and that Rina Balaila is the Shira of the studying of Torah. And that's going to be Matar's Tefillah, but again, I don't know if that's going to help us for Tefillah by day. Now let's take a look at a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis. And the Gemara establishes that the Ikar Mitzvah that's incumbent upon every single member of Klal Yisrael is to write himself a Sefer Torah. And the Gemara derives this from the pasuk Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, and the Torah is called Shira. So again, if we only had the first pasuk that we mentioned before, Yom Yitzav Hashem Chazdo Balayla Shira Imo, and the Gemara is deriving from that the significance of learning Torah at night, so that would be only Torah at night. But I have an indication that all Torah, day, night, wherever you're studying Torah, whenever you're studying Torah, any part of Torah, that's called Shira, because the Torah actually calls Torah Shira. Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Zos. So now what we're adding to Torah is not just the study of Torah, but it has other elements to it. It has a kiyum of Shir V'Shevach, right? Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Zos. And it has a kiyum of tefillah, of Bakoshas Rachamim, Kumi, Roni, Balayla. And the Rama opens up Hilchos Tefillah and he writes, Mitzvos Aseh L'Tzfal B'Chol Yom Shenemar V'Avadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem. Mipi Hashmuel Lomdu Shavoda Zuhi Tefillah. Chiyuv Mitzvah Zuh Kachu Shehei Odom Mischanin L'Tzfal B'Chol Yom Umagid Shvacho Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yachkach Shol Tzrachav Shehu Tzarach Lehem Bevakoshu Betchino Yachkach Nosein Shevach Vodoy Lashem Al Atova Sheshpia Lo Kol Echad Lefi Koch. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, when a person studies Torah, he's considered a Mesader Divrei Shevach V'Shiro Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Again, now we have the question, if that be the case, then why doesn't the tzibur have to get involved in Talmud Torah? Why is it only the yochid? Because if it's a mesader divrei shevach, then that should apply lechora to the tzibur as a tzibur. He says, "Va'esek b'torah chashuv nami kitfila ubakasha lifnei Hashem." Right, as we said before, Torah itself, limud Torah, has two dimensions to it. On the one hand, it's bakashas rachamim, and on the other hand, it is Shira v'shevach. The onam kama psukim mashvim talmud Torah l'tfila le'inyan shevach l'kodesh baruch hu b'koshes rachamim kigon otcha b'yosher levav b'lomni mishpatei tzidkecha v'derech pikudecha havineni v'asicha nifosecha. What do we have from these psukim? We have what's called Bakoshas Rachamim. And where we see that Talmud Torah is a kiyum of, what does he say? Odcha, here's the point. Odcha means Shevach Takosh Baruch. Then he says, Derech Pikudecha Vineni, which is also a reference to Torah. So go back to the pasuk Odcha. He says Odcha, which is Shir v'Shevach, and then he says Belomdi Mishpatei Tzidkecha, connecting Torah to Shevach. And then he has Derech Pikudecha Vineni, which is Torah, and then it says Asicha Niflosecha, which is Shira. Or for example, Lecha Ni Hoshieni Ki Pikudecha Darashti. But that I don't know if that's Shevach, but that's certainly Tefillah. Hoshieni is Tefillah Bakosha, but Kipikudecha Darashti. So it's interesting that Torah is so closely related to Tefillah in all these psukim. And therefore it makes sense that we should involve ourselves and engage ourselves in Torah before Tefillah, because Talmud Torah itself is a kiyum of Avodah Shebalev and Tefillah. And that's what we saw earlier, that the Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvahs, under the mitzvah of the Avadat Hashem Elokeichem, he has both Tefillah and Torah. And we saw the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Talmud Torah, that Torah B'Laila has two psukim that upgrade the dimension of Torah at night, is Kumi Roni B'Laila, and it's also Yom Yitzav Hashem Chazdo. So therefore we really put this all together, we see that Talmud Torah is a matir for Tefillah, in the sense that it's Shevach V'Odoya, and it's Avodah, and we integrate the Torah that we study with this framework of Avodah by continuing by being mispalel after the Torah. Good, that's what we have over here. Now yesterday I think we had a discussion about Shikar, am I right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll finish that up and then we'll complete the shir. If you have Shin Pei Gimel, there's a paragraph that starts Ulefi, and that's where I think we got up to, if I'm not mistaken. Ulefi Mashin Isbar Hapsul Apostle of the Sias Kapayim, the Psul of the Sias Kahal Rak B'Shesu Yayin. Why? Because we're going to borrow the definition of Shesu Yayin from Avodah and apply it to Nesias Kapayim, because Nesias Kapayim is also an Avodah. And a Kohen is Machal is Avodah in the Migdash if he was a Shesu Yayin. But again, it has to be Yayin. And therefore, Misha Shasa Revius Yayin, we said in the Rambam, it has to be Yain Chai. It's got to be the original wine without any mixture of water. If you dilute it with water, is then he would be allowed. So let's say he drank exactly a kizayis of Yain, but that Yain had a mixture of water in it, then in such a case, he would be allowed to be Nosias Kappa. Why? Because since in Beis Hamikdash, such a Shasia would not be Yain, Revius Yain Chai, and therefore it would not disqualify his Avodah, so too in the case of Nesias Kapayim, it would not disqualify his Nesias Kapayim. Now, let's say a Kohen goes out for Kiddush before Musaf on a day where there's Duchenin, and he drinks Schnapps. So the question is, does he have a problem of Nesias Kapayim in Musaf? Well, the answer should be that if we equate Nesias Kapayim with Avodah in the Mikdash, then there's only something called the Shesu Yayin. However, we have another problem, whether he can be Mispalel. You know, and for that we need Yochel Adab Rifnei HaMelech. Now he quotes the Mordechai, who says that Shikar Eino Kore Kriyat Shema. Now that's interesting, because we thought that Kriyat Shema belongs to, you know, the general, it doesn't have that specific requirement and stricture of tefillah, and therefore we would not have the psul shikar of shesu yayin. But yet the Mordechai says that the psul of shikar applies even to kriyat shema, even though there's no, you know, there's no tefillah which we call amida lefnei hamelech. So he's not involved in a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's just reciting Kriyat Shema. Now, Rav Soloveitchik wants to suggest that if you hold like the Mardechai, that Shikrus is a psul in Kriyat Shema, then it might be a psul in Brachos in general. That a Shikr could not recite a Bracha, which would be interesting because in the case of Kohanim, they're Chayev in Duchanim, and since you don't need anything more than a psul of avoda, which would be shasa yain chai, revius yain chai, then you could have a case where a shikar is going to be nosias kapov, and that's fine, but he won't be able to make a bracha on it because, like in Kriyat Shema, where we said that a shikar is not kori Kriyat Shema, he's not able to make a bracha. So we could say the following, that there's something common, there's a lowest common denominator between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. They both require Kavana Miyuchedes. In the case of Tefillah, he has the Kavana of standing and conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the case of Kriyat Shema, he has to have a Kavana of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemai. Maybe a Shikar is excluded from not only Tefillah, but also from Kabbalah, from Kriyat Shema under the law of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore the Mardechai quoted by the Ramah says Shikar Eino Kore Kriyat Shema, not because of the requirement of Omed Lefnei HaMelech, but because of the requirement of Kavon of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Lefichach Shikar Eino Kore Kriyat Shema. That's the explanation of this Mardechai. The Birchas Kohanim Nemar Din Mesuyam the boy Kavana Samavarcha Misbarim Ayin Rambam Perk Yudal. So it seems that Birchas Kohanim is an upgraded bracha. It really is like an integral part of the Duchenin itself. And why is this? Because there's a din kavanah miyuchedes in Birchas Kriyat Shema. So we're now elevating Birchas Kriyat Shema to the same group as Kriyat Shema of Birchos Sehah. So Birchas Kohanim now is a problem. Even though the Kohen might be technically kashal avoda, and if a kashal in the Seus Kapayim, but he's posel of bracha because he's a shikar. U'mishim shachal din kavanah miyuchedes yishlam d'shikar ein eno seus kapo. Now we can take it one step further. That if, again, we have to prove this, but if we can establish that Birchas Kohanim is a separate din of Kavanah Samavarech HaMisbarech, then perhaps even the Nesias Kapayim itself requires a special Kavanah, and a Shikar is not capable of that special Kavanah. As we saw in the case of a Shikar Linyan Tefillah, Linyan Kriyat Shema. Okay, we'll stop here. And